You know, I enjoy my family reunions, but I'm so glad to be home. The bad thing about them is there are people you only get to see once a year. The good thing is there are people you only have to see once a year. It's nice to catch up with them, though. Plus, the kids grow up so fast. There's so many now. I can't keep them straight without a program. Anyway, it's been a long day. Why don't we order out for dinner? Okay, delivery it is. What would you like? The world is our oyster. Chinese, Thai, Indian, Greek, Mexican, or pizza? Why did I see that coming? You're a pizza whore. No, it's fine. I like a man who knows what he wants. Besides, being predictable can have its benefits. For one thing, you can walk into a bar and say, I'll have the usual. Speaking of which, usual toppings, I presume? Then it's a plan. You know, predictability has another benefit. I never have to worry that someday you'll want pineapple. I'd have no choice but to dump you. Pineapple on pizza is an offense to God, country, and all that's good in the world. Sometimes you have to take a stand. Anyway, set the table while I call in the order. Honey, is there a problem? Don't lie to me. You've been sulking ever since we left the reunion. What's bothering you? No, not nothing. Clearly there is something. You have to be open with me. What is it? They said what? Seriously? I'm so sorry, sweetie. Sadly, there is a high ratio of assholes among my cousins. Sometimes I wish I were adopted so I wouldn't share any DNA with them. You have every right to feel hurt. Come here, give me a hug. Let me make it all better. Sweetie, I know you're upset, but acting out like that is unacceptable. You know what I have to do now. Naughty boy has to be reminded of his place. Get in the bedroom and I'll meet you there in a few minutes, okay? Already kneeling on the floor naked. Perhaps you do know your place. Still, disrespect has to be punished. You have to make up for it. Without rules, there's just anarchy, and we don't want that now, do we? No, we don't. That way lies chaos. Now, get on the bed and lie on your back. Watch as mommy gets undressed. You could stare at mommy for hours, couldn't you? Getting lost in her every curve, her every feature. While you feast your eyes, mommy will get the implements of torture. They should be in this drawer. Yeah, here they are. Ooh, look, a blindfold. Lift up your head while mommy ties it on. Now, baby boy, don't add disobedience to your transgressions. Mommy knows how much you love looking at her naked body, but it's a privilege reserved for good boys. A naughty boy must focus on his punishment instead. Lift your head. Much better. Let's see, what else is there? Ah, pink shoelace. Just what the doctor ordered. Naughty boys are led astray by their unruly cocks. Mommy has to bind yours to bring it under control. Round once and tie. Around again. Tie it there. Down around here. Now down between those and through. Back up around and tie a little bow on top. There, so pretty. They call this the ball splitter. It lifts and separates, so your balls are now so beautifully on display for me. Convenient for massaging, or other things. Plus, for every twitch of your cock, it'll dial up the ache to 11. Now, this is important. That tie's meant to be snug. Not tight. If at any time it makes you feel uncomfortable, in a bad way, that is, or heaven forbid you start going numb, tell me immediately. I'll untie it right that second. We don't want anything scary to happen. So, what else does this drawer have in store for you? Spatula? What's that doing here? Oh, well, might as well make use of it. Waste not, want not. Do you know what I'm gonna do with this? No, silly boy. Not flip pancakes. All a naughty boy like you can think about is his cock. 24/7, it's nothing but, oh, my cock's hard. Oh, my cock aches. Oh, my cock needs to be touched. Cock, 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 all the live long day. You need to get out of your little head and into your big one. A spatula will refocus your attention. But first, what's your safe word? That's right. Say it if things get to be too much, okay? I'll stop immediately, no consequences. We'll just cuddle instead. Okay, time to atone for your sins. For centuries, people have repented through mortification of the flesh. It's a timeless classic. Yours will be a little non-traditional, though. So, where did that spatula get to? Ah, yeah, here it is. Now, mommy's gonna straddle your face. Oh, her sweet pussy. So near and yet so far. Still, you'll be able to luxuriate in her scent, if you're lucky. Next, mommy's gonna strike your thighs until she's satisfied. Keep your arms at your sides and don't flinch. Otherwise, she'll have to increase your punishment. Count them out with me. One, you flinched a bit, not a great start. Two, that's better. Three, four, five, do you think you've been punished enough? That's right. It's for mommy to decide. Good boy. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. There we go. Mommy's satisfied with your penance. Plus one to grow on. You know how fond mommy is of prime numbers. Now to put the spatula away. You okay to continue, sweetie? Oh, such a brave boy. You've taken your punishment so well. Good boy. Mommy is very proud of you. Just as naughty boys should be punished, good boys should be rewarded. And there's only one way to reward a slutty boy. First, mommy's gonna remove the blindfold. Lift your head. There. Isn't it nice to gaze upon mommy again? Now for some lube. There it is. Mommy's hand is so slippery. Would you like her to stroke your cock? Well, then beg for it. Good boy. Promise you won't come without permission, though. Remember, breaking a promise has its consequences. Okay, mommy trusts you. Keep your arms at your sides again while she strokes your needy cock. Up and down. Up and down. Doesn't that feel good? Funny thing, though. Not touching your cock makes it ache. It aches to be stroked. But touching your cock makes it ache, too. It aches to come. But aching to come is agony. What a perverse thing your cock is. Trying to soothe the ache only makes it worse. It's like you're stuck on a lifeboat in the middle of the ocean, and you're so thirsty you drink the salt water out of desperation. It's so hard being a horny boy, isn't it? If only there was some way you could get relief. Instead, you're condemned to eternal ache. The need to be touched is all-consuming. You crave mommy's hand. You'll do anything for it. Mommy controls your cock. She controls you. You're powerless to resist. Such a pathetic slut. Let out your moans. Don't be shy. Good boy. Oh, you're really throbbing now. The edge is near, but don't come yet. Don't you dare come. You're so close. Hold it back for mommy. Hold it back. Okay, that's enough for now. Take some deep breaths. Your cock looks disappointed. Slapping your balls a bit should take your mind off it. Aw, did that hurt? There's tears in your eyes. Let mommy kiss your balls to make them all better. You know, these balls are so lovely. Mommy just can't resist massaging them with her fingertips. Doesn't that feel nice? Aw, baby, don't look so sad. Mommy knows how to make her good boy feel better. Just gonna add some more lube and up and down, up and down. You're such a needy slut. There's no task too arduous, no pain too excruciating, no humiliation too extreme, as long as it leads to being stroked. You're so weak for mommy's hand. Be weak for mommy. Oh, you moan so sweetly. You're tensing up. You're getting back to the edge already, aren't you? Don't come. Keep your promise to mommy. If you want to come, you'll have to beg for it. Be needy and pathetic. Whine for it. Plead for it. Beg me. Good boy. Mommy can't say no to her slutty boy. She'll count you down from 10. Don't come until she gets past 1, okay? 10. Finally. 9. The time is about to come. 8. Blessed release is just seconds away. 7. Seconds that seem like an eternity. 6. 5.5. 5.25. 5. You're so close. 4. So close you can taste it. 3. It's right there. 2. Mommy has to stop now. Her arm's getting tired. If you want to feel her touch again, you'll have to beg for it. Beg mommy to touch your cock. Oh, you'll have to show more desperation than that. Mommy could cramp up after all. Oh, baby, you're so needy. Why didn't you say something? Just for you, mommy will rub the underside of the tip. What, that's not what you meant? You have to learn to be more specific. Mommy's not a mind reader. Being touched is what you begged for, so that's what you're getting. Mommy keeps her word. Oh, your cock is tensing up so slowly. Must be screaming to come by now. Too bad mommy's only gonna coax out a weak, pitiful dribble. Sorry, baby. Begging won't help you now. Keep doing it, though. The futility makes it even sweeter. Don't fight this. Let it happen. Give in to the pleasure as it is. Dribble your cum onto mommy's hand. Oh yeah, there it is. Good boy. It looks so delicious. Yum. What a delightful vintage. There are notes of desperation, frustration, disappointment. Aw, baby, you look so sad again. Mommy knows how to cheer up her good boy. She'll rub the head of your cock. What do you mean, please stop? First you were complaining mommy wasn't touching you enough. Now you're complaining that it's too much? You really should make up your mind. You're just gonna have to take it. Take it and moan. Yeah, moan for mommy. Moan like a bitch in heat. Good boy. You don't really want mommy to stop, do you? You're an insatiable slut. For you, the only thing worse than being touched like this is not being touched at all. What a terrible dilemma. Keep moaning. Mommy loves your pretty moans. Make music for her ears. Yeah, just like that. Alright, my good boy's been tortured enough. I wouldn't want you to moan yourself hoarse. Take some deep breaths and relax. I just have to untie your poor dick and then we're done. Okay, almost got it. Okay, there we go. Come here, baby. I need to give my sweet boy some kisses. Would you like to cuddle now? Okay. Big spoon or little spoon? Works for me. I love being big spoon. Let me pull you in close. What's that, sweetie? Yeah, I know feeling me pressed up against you makes things worse. Do you want me to stop? I didn't think so. You know, I do this for both of us. Seeing you so needy and desperate for me is just exquisite. As for you, you've never felt more alive, have you? That's right. You're so sensitive to even the slightest touch. My voice, my taste, my scent, they all drive you wild. Every pretty woman you see on the street, in the store, even on TV, they all make your cock twitch. Oh, shh, honey, no, it's okay. It's okay. I know you can't help it. Besides, I don't mind at all. Those women will never have what I have. Your cock is mine, your balls are mine, and all your orgasms are mine. Those are precious gifts. You know that, don't you? Well, of course I'll give you a full release someday. I have to. I have to keep hope alive. It's like people who play the slots. They have to win just often enough to keep them hooked. If you think coming is something only other men do, you lose hope. Once hope dies, your desperation dies with it. That would break my heart. Oh, I know it's so hard. I know you struggle out in the real world. You often don't feel like a real man. People like my cousins don't understand. It's not your problem, it's theirs. All theirs. I know the truth. I see the real you. Big, tough guys are a dime a dozen. Being so completely vulnerable and needy, that takes real courage. You're my brave little boy, and your trust in me, it's the greatest gift of all. Now, let's just snuggle and get some rest. I'll order dinner later. Even pizza can wait. Sure, sweetie. Maybe next time you'll come.